We don't need that.
Our guest at the cafe this morning is Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent Sarah Latham. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Super Bowl Sunday coming up here.
Yes, it is.
There's a number of programs going on that you all with the AgriLife Extension organization have something to do with to promote the idea of not drinking too much during the Super Bowl and all the trouble that comes with that.
And I think maybe if we had more of an invested interest in this game, there might be. But, well, that's for another topic. Well, but definitely, the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension partners with TxDOT to provide a program called Watch Your Back, BAC, which is blood alcohol content, which provides awareness for alcohol awareness and the dangers of impaired driving, as well as watching out for your friends and making sure that everyone in your party is safe. One of the things that I think is really important to take away from this is when you're having a get-together, there are ways that you can prevent putting someone else in harm. If you're serving alcohol to your guests, make sure that you have a cutoff time. One of the recommendations was to stop serving alcohol maybe in the third quarter, similar to what they do at the games or at a bar. You stop serving early and start serving coffee and foods that can help absorb the alcohol in your system. And, you know, alcohol is absorbed differently for each person. And so, it's, you know, just because your 250-pound friend can drink so many drinks doesn't mean your 100-pound self can. So it's really important to just be aware, and especially as the host of a party, to be aware of what your guests are doing. Because if something were to happen after they leave your house, the person responsible for that party serving those guests can be held responsible and liable and prosecuted if something were to happen to someone that was at your party.
Similar to a bar.
Correct.
In which they're held accountable for the people that they...
Right.
That they serve, yeah.
And, you know, a good recommendation is to always have a designated driver to put that out there up front. Make sure that you're responsible for yourself. But as the party host, you can't always be sure that they're going to do that. And so it's often good to take measures to make sure that you're protecting yourself as well.
Mm-hmm. And another suggestion is don't just have alcohol, but also have plenty of food.
Yes, have other drinks. And
other drinks.
And plenty of food to help go along with it. And then, again, stop serving early.
This thing, of course, this is dicey. Any kind of situation where you have to take the keys away from somebody, you really, let's hope it doesn't come to that,
right.
I suppose, you know.
It's knowing your friends and knowing what to do with them when they get into that situation. Oftentimes, just arranging for another ride or offering to take them home yourself, making sure that they get home safe.
Mm-hmm. Do you know... We presume, I guess, and because there are parties, I suppose it's reasonable to think that there is more drinking on Super Bowl Sunday than there might be any other Sunday.
In other games. You know, Super Bowl Sunday kind of turns into an event where it's not just like a regular game. It's more of an event and people get together. I know that I usually don't have parties for just regular season games, but I do usually somehow end up at a Super Bowl party each year.
So it's more of a party situation than a typical, a regular season game or a lesser game would be.
Yes.
Yeah. So
everyone shows up for the commercials.
Well, that is true. And I have been at Super Bowl parties where that absolutely was true. Everybody was talking, you know, until the commercial came on. And then, you know, they were.
Right. Takes precedence over the game.
Especially if your team is not in the game. You have quite a pro football background. Yourself.
I do. I worked for the Dallas Cowboys for about 8 years. Right after I got out of college, I was the human resources manager for the Dallas Cowboys.
The human resources manager.
Yes. It was interesting. It was a good time. I always tell people it was a great job for someone that was single. Once you get married and have a family, it was a little bit more difficult to keep up with that, but it was fun. I had to go to training camps each year, and that was about 6 weeks away from home. So once I started having children and married, it got difficult. So
are you dealing with human resources for everyone but the players and coaches?
I did everything.
Really?
I did players and coaches. And when I was there, it was more still of a very small family organization. So it was a very core group of people that worked at Valley Ranch. And now that, you know, they've expanded it since they've gotten the new building and the new stadium. So it's much larger, much larger employee base now than it was when I was there. And so it was much smaller when I was there.
So what was it like working for Jerry Jones?
You know, I loved working there. It was very family centered. It's very, you know, you walk through the halls. It was enjoyable.
Speaking relationship with him?
Yeah, I mean, because you'd pass in the halls. I mean, I wouldn't say that I knew him.
Right.
But, yeah, it was very friendly.
Yeah, he knew who you were, and obviously you knew who he was.
Yeah.
So you say you have no interest in this Super Bowl game.
Well, I think I saw a meme the other day that was talking about everyone in the United States is going to be going for the Eagles, except for this little bitty pocket in Dallas and up in New England. And I'm kind of on the fence. I don't have any idea who I'm going to go for because I just can't say that I like either team.
Yeah, I think it is pretty...
I have a problem with this game.
pretty tough for a lot of people around here. All right, Sarah, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us. Sarah Latham, Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.